Veterans who return from war sometimes have a hard time adjusting to civilian life. But what about the journalists who risk their lives to capture it? WMUK's Lorraine Caron has this preview for Time Stands Still at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater.
Sarah and James have been a couple for about 10 years. She's a photojournalist and he's a foreign correspondent. They cover war, at times putting themselves in great danger to get the story. When a serious accident in Iraq leaves Sarah critically injured, they return home so she can recover and to see if they can live a more normal life. The Kalamazoo Civic Theater's production of Time Stands Still stars Sheena Foster as Sarah. After her brush with death, Sarah can't seem to find happiness at home.
She just struggles with that, I think, like a lot of soldiers do when they come home. And she struggles with not being at war and not having that adrenaline rushing all the time.
While researching her role, Foster says she was surprised to find out that some people actually thrive under the pressures of a war situation.
They get addicted to, you know, the rush of being at war and the camaraderie that develops among, you know, your friends, your allies while you're there. And so it's a really intense sort of feeling that they, you know, they want to be there, but they want so badly to get out too. So it's like they're just trying to survive. As for Sarah, for her, it's she needs it. She needs that life. That's what gives her meaning. That's what makes her feel like she's doing something worthwhile.
So even with a badly scarred face and still using a crutch to walk, Sarah plans on returning to the war. James Sanford plays Richard, a longtime friend and colleague of James and Sarah.
He really cares about them, and when he sees that they're going in a direction that he doesn't really approve of, he is one of those longtime friends who lets you know exactly where you stand and what the consequences of this are going to be, and he doesn't really hold anything back.
You're the Sid and Nancy of journalism! What more has to happen, huh, guys?
Richard.
How many more close calls before you say, I'm staying home?
You don't get it. You never did.
Don't. Haven't you done enough penance for your trust fund?
All right. Okay.
So your daddy's rich. Get over it.
What does my father's money have to do with it?
Oh, don't give me some crap about how this is a calling. It's no calling. It's more like a death wish.
One of the pivots in the play comes when Richard introduces them to the woman that he's dating. And she is kind of the opposite of Sarah and James and comes from an entirely different place and has different priorities, and they don't take to her right away.
Just because she's young.
I have no problem with her being young.
Oh, you were young too once, you know. You were her age when I hired you as my intern.
Not like
younger.
That. I was never like that. There's young and there's embryonic. This girl's a lightweight. She's a lightweight.
Make
Richard.
Fun all you want. There's nothing remotely similar.
Time Stands Still was written by Donald Margulies, a playwright actor James Sanford has great respect for, in part because his dialogue is very realistic.
And he's also such a great writer in terms of his use of surprise and irony. Well, the title itself, it's Time Stands Still. And the point of the play is that while you can capture a moment in time in a photo, as Sarah does on a regular basis, or perhaps even in a news feature the way that James does, all of us, one way or another, are dragged forward. You know, the clock only moves in one direction, and it doesn't go backwards. And so as much as we might want time to stand still and things to always remain the same, it never happens.
The Kalamazoo Civic Theater's production of Time Stands Still is recommended for mature audiences. D. Terry Williams directs the cast in the Parish Theater tonight through May 4th. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.